Take a few deep breaths in your chest. Allow your chest to expand in all directions so they become huge vessels capable of holding a lot of things. And then, like we did a little earlier, raise your frequency by breathing in the top part of your lungs a couple of times. The in-breath happens in the upper part of the lungs, near the collarbones. The out-breath is soft and long, and through the mouth. 3-4 times only. And you swiftly raise the frequency to the highest level you can hold. And then you move to your crown, which is like the neck of a bottle. And you imagine a funnel and a flood of light cold coming down through the funnel into your crown and into your body. Literally a flood. That is a lot of golden light and light codes. That's what we have been experiencing in the past weeks. Since the full moon that preceded Easter, just 2 days before Easter, on the 19th of April, we had the full moon. From that moment onwards, we've been flooded literally with light cold, with new upgrades. And ever since that moment, we have been integrating that gradually, which is like having had a really big Easter feast and a really big meal. It often resulted in a lot of tiredness, mood swings, sometimes depressed moments, feeling lost or stuck or loss of sense of direction or purpose. The next phase of the spring will be for us to integrate and activate a lot more of that download. So please give yourself the time space to receive, unzip, acknowledge, recognize, because these are things you know already but never knew you did know. And fully embody them. If you have chosen to ascend and embrace the new dimensions fully, if you want to live in the fifth dimension, you have to quit the complicated maze of the fourth dimension. You have to leave it, you have to cross over. That's another meaning of the rainbow bridge I was talking about before. A bridge is meant to help you cross over a river, an abyss, a canyon. You can't stay on the bridge forever. So, those of you who are the bridge keepers, who are doing the splits with one foot on either side of the river or the canyon and holding the space for all those who are crossing the bridge, don't get attached to the purpose. You happen to be in that position for a reason you have chosen to, but you don't need to stick to that because you're not meant to stay there forever, but you just hold the bridge for as long as it's needed. And the bridge is also to cross over something we can't really walk through, maybe because it's big masses of water or because it's a big deep hollow. So don't need to invest too much in that, because what you want is to see where you come from, where you head to. But nowadays we are like in a pitch dark space, although it's full of radiant light, probably because we are blinded by that light, and we don't know where we come from and we don't know where we are heading to. We just know that we are somewhere in between, like in a birthing channel. Birthing canal is not a place where we stay forever. So allow the birthing and slide through. This may require a lot more rest than you'd normally grant yourself. Maybe more sleep. Probably a lot more water. And a considerate use of information of any kind, because the informations we got, that mass of light we received that blinded us, is a lot more interesting than the rest of the informations we are still attached to having. What's needed is us to allow and settle. The settling is the downward movement. Like when the denser matter goes down the bottle of wine. But this settling is also what will allow us to leap to the higher level, the next step of our own evolution. Within that transformation we are still undergoing. So it's both a movement that goes downwards and upwards. But allow the settling so you can leap. Don't push. Don't hold on to what was before either, because it's no longer there. Bring your focus to your solar plexus and have around the stomach a very gentle breathing that goes in little concentric circles outwards from the stomach or the solar plexus and comes back to that center. Concentric circles like ripples when you throw a stone in a pond. Gentle, small, little. This is how you can treat yourself kindly. have two or three more of those. And then feel your skin. What's surrounding you? The air of your outdoors. The night. And when you feel ready, you open your eyes.